This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Day to Day's Madeline Brand on a new children's book that tells the story of young Palestinians living in the occupied territories. First, though, California's new anti-spam law is supposed to take effect on New Year's Day. It's designed to ban unsolicited commercial email or spam. There are skeptics who wonder if you can ban spam. Earlier, I spoke with our regular technology segment contributor, Jenny Jardin.
Hello, Alex. Jenny,
Governor Gray Davis signed this into law last week. It's been called one of the nation's toughest anti-spam laws. Tell us about it.
Specifically, the law says no one can send ads in an unsolicited commercial email advertisement to any California electronic mail address. So that allows internet service providers, the state attorney general, and anyone and everyone who's ever received a piece of spam to sue email marketers who use fake subject lines, bogus reply to addresses, or other tricks to hide the path of the message. The law provides penalties up to $1,000 per message or $1 million per campaign. And commercial email is okay if there's proof that there's an existing relationship between a business and a customer, or if you have opted in to receive promotional email. But there was one recent study that says that U.S. organizations will lose some $10 billion this year because of costs associated with fighting spam. And California's portion of that is around $1.2 billion. So this is a big problem. And there are estimates that between 50% and 67% of all email traffic online is spam.
I would say, on the basis of my inbox, it's more like 90% of all email. But, you know, there already are 30 states, I think, with anti-spam laws. What's different about California? Is it going to be any more effective?
Last time I counted, it was actually 36. And another point to consider is the fact that this is not the first time that California has tried to pass a law to combat spam. I believe there was a well-publicized attempt in 1999. So this isn't the first time. And, you know, you can review some of those laws online at spamlaws.com if you're interested. Some elements of this law are tougher, and one thing that really differentiates it from other states is the fact that the law bans on engaging third parties. So if you're a spammer and you wanted to hire someone in China, a company in China, to sort of do the dirty work for you, you can't do that anymore. The law provides for freezing U.S. assets of foreign spammers and also provides for taking legal action overseas against those parties. So that's a big difference.
I'm a little confused about how you can do this with a state law that will apply to companies that are outside the state and indeed outside the country. You're existing in this great electronic world out there. How do you find these people across state borders?
Good luck. That's the big catch, and that is the one criticism that you hear repeated again and again about this law. It's only a legal barrier. It's not the first, and it doesn't do anything technologically to stop spam. Enforcing it is really going to be the hard part. It's likely to force spammers to just, you know, resort to craftier tricks. Like one thing that's already done is to hide the tracks of email by using multiple email servers. And scenarios are going to be really complicated in some situations. For instance, will law-abiding businesses have to keep documentation on hand that shows that they already have an existing business relationship with you? Will this put unfair burdens on the good guys in the fight against the bad guys? There are a lot of questions that come out of this. It's not a simple thing.
I know it's not a simple thing. I know there are a lot of questions. Of course, as a email user, I only want one simple answer. And I wonder if there's one out there.
I don't know that there is. I mean, murder's against the law, burglary's against the law, but people still commit burglaries and murders. So this law may not protect anyone 100%, but one could argue that it is one more barrier in the fight against spam, and that this, combined with technologically advanced tools to filter out spam at the internet service provider level and with network administrators and with individuals, you know, this could all represent a step in the right direction. But as someone whose inbox is personally clogged with spam also, I have to admit that I'm also kind of skeptical.
Jenny Jardin, technology writer for Wired News, co-editor of the technology blog BoingBoing.net, and technology writer for Day to Day. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Alex.